from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Shime, once again, shade being thrown in your direction by some who are watching the show on Twitch.
What, by the keyboard warriors on Twitch? Oh, no, I'm so sad.
You love Noah Kahn.
And it was a request, so I played it.
That was a request?
It was a request.
For Labor Day weekend, for the end of summer.
Exactly. And it just so happens that he released his new album, the live album that he created while doing concerts at Fenway Park.
Oh.
And it dropped today. So
it dropped today.
That is correct.
Excellent. And there are some, I'm sure, who are going to Maine, as that song suggests. And good luck. Enjoy the weekend. Going to New Hampshire, going to the Cape, hanging around, whatever you're doing.
Yep.
It looks like weather is going to be really, really good. Shime says, in Curtis's absence, that Monday is the best day of the weekend.
I agree. Yes.
Yes. So, real quick, just recapping some really horrible news today. Johnny Gaudreau, NHL star, playing for the Columbus Blue Jackets, was killed earlier this morning in an accident in New Jersey. He and his brother, it appears, were on bicycles, hit by a driver, and just an awful story. They were there in New Jersey for his sister's wedding, which was supposed to be today.
Yeah.
And so obviously everybody thinking about that family, and leaves behind a wife and two children, and just a absolutely horrible story. So we will keep you up to date on that. And Courtney has the rest of the news for you right now.
And you've been teasing it all morning, but a crazy story in Arizona. 60-year-old Denise Prudhomme, a woman who worked for Wells Fargo in Arizona, clocked into work last Friday at 7 a.m. All seemed fine. 4 days later, Wells Fargo workers reported smelling a foul odor. But they thought it was an issue with the plumbing, so they brought in people to figure it out. They followed the stench. Yeah.
Here it would have been the fridge.
Yes.
We have an issue with the fridge here where nobody clears their food out. so it sits in there for months.
Yeah.
But in this case, it was not the fridge, nor was it the piping.
No, it was not the piping. They followed the scent, and they found the 60-year-old dead in her cubicle.
Where she was for 4 days.
Where she was for 4 days.
Okay. This is worse than being left on the mountain
at
the team building event.
Nobody noticed?
Good point, Shime. Good point.
How important was the work that she was doing?
Exactly.
no disrespect to the poor thing. She just passed away, but nobody noticed that she wasn't getting her work done for 4 days?
She had no friends or family that said she hadn't checked in four days?
I don't know. Probably not.
Wells Fargo, they're saying that they're investigating the death.
All right.
They didn't have a meeting. Her coworkers are saying this is crazy. Wells Fargo hasn't reached out to us to explain what the heck happened.
Uh-huh.
Wells Fargo is saying that where she sat was an underpopulated area.
Okay.
That's their excuse.
All right.
An underpopulated area. So for 4 days on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, nobody went to clean the area. Like, you don't yeah. have people yeah. that come in and clean the office?
I mean, listen, a lot of people are working remotely.
That is
so
true.
Maybe the issue was that she was the only person who actually came into the office or something.
But wouldn't you have noticed on Microsoft Teams or whatever program they're using, she's either there all day every day or non-existent?
Oh, right. God.
Well, this is, you know, me. I love Seinfeld. This is a Seinfeld reference where George built the little sleep cubicle thing under his desk and nobody knew when he was in his office. God. And who the hell knows?
Oh, what an awful thing.
Like,
I can't believe, but that's the way people are at work. Like, they go in, they do their thing, they get out of there, they don't notice anybody else, they don't ask anybody else.
I wouldn't notice anybody, especially if the cubicle, like, you walk through our little office here, and if, like, your cubicle was in a back area, and, you know, you were under the desk dead.
Maybe
you think that person's not in work.
There's not a vacuum that goes through in 4 days.
Well, you would think there's a cleaning
crew. Yes, that's what I mean. Well, there's not somebody that's going in there to, like, empty the trash.
Well, maybe that type of building trying to save some bread, they probably hire a cleaning crew to come once every 2 weeks.
We should check. This may have happened, actually, to Jackson.
Huh?
We should check and make sure. Shime, if you could.
Check under the desk.
I heard him do trending yesterday, so I know he's alive.
All right. Oh, gosh. Okay, what's next, Courtney?
A Wiggy story in the news. He sent this to us, so I had to put it in. A couple in Philadelphia were getting it on in a 2020 Range Rover in the early morning hours on Wednesday when one of them, in the heat of the moment, accidentally hit the gear shift, sending the car rolling into the Schuylkill River. Luckily, the duo escaped unharmed, but if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, that is the 2020 Range Rover, submerged.
So she clearly grabbed the wrong stick.
Yeah.
I would say.
Nailed it.
She was working that gear shift.
Are they okay?
But they got out fine.
Oh, they got out, but they couldn't stop the vehicle.
No. They waited till the car was in the water to then try to get out. And they were able to do so.
But did they come out clothed or unclothed?
I doubt it.
But they were probably in the heat of the moment, didn't even realize. What they say when the Range Rovers are rocking, don't come a knocking.
I don't understand how they, because they said they were in the back seat of the Range Rover, how they could have hit the gear shift from the back seat.
Foot.
Ankle. Wouldn't you usually be laying horizontally in the back seat?
I'm not too familiar. It's been a long time since I've had car sex.
There's a bunch of different ways.
Are you more familiar with this?
It's been a very long time.
Okay.
Did they say they were in the back seat?
Yes.
Okay. Because sometimes they could have been in the passenger seat. Maybe something.
No,
there,
they
but
were
I'm
in
betting
the,
a foot or a leg.
Seat.
Does this give you an idea for a new thirst reel this weekend?
No. Nope. Going to be very wholesome this weekend. Right. The reel is going to be just clean.
Uh-huh.
Vehicle sex overrated when you get older.
Really?
When
you get older.
Well, we love beach sex.
Yeah, vehicle sex is.
If you're an adult and you have a place to live and you're having sex in your car, like.
It's called voyeurism.
Yeah,
you know, some people don't want to lay on their back in their bedrooms.
No, I'm not. You don't need to. Just because you're not having sex in your car doesn't mean you're laying on your back.
No, they like to experience new things.
I think it's probably a lot of times, if you're an adult, it's affair sex.
Yes.
Is what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or just wild, kinky stuff.
Do you care what parking lot it happens in? Like, is it better if it happens in an Applebee's or in a Home Depot? Or
it doesn't
matter.
No, you want to be off the beaten path just in case the feds or the cops show up.
A dollar store or somewhere like that.
Like maybe in the back of like a Walmart where the cops would be like, all right, just beat it. You want to be careful. You want too close. Next thing you know, you get arrested and now you're a sex predator or something crazy like that.
I hate this next change. I think the best mode of drinking is the Capri Sun pouch. There was nothing better than sticking the little plastic straw.
It was impossible to get the straw in.
What are you, 6 years old?
Oh, I loved it. But like that, drinking it just brought back, it was nostalgia. I love it.
Really?
Seems like they're going to bottles.
What?
Right.
Yeah.
Capri Sun?
Snack-a-later?
That's their whole brand.
I know.
This is a mistake by Capri Sun.
I agree.
Not great.
I agree. Snack-a-later, which I didn't know about this account, but it's an account that leaks changes in snacks, drinks before they're announced by the company.
Yeah.
So they had the scoop first. Mitch has the photo of what the bottles are going to look like for those. Watch.
I mean, adults love even Brees Hill to this day, 24 years old or whatever he is, loves Capri Suns in the Capri Sun foil pack.
That is what I'm saying.
I think because it's nostalgia.
Yes.
Like, it reminds him of being a little kid.
And it
but
tastes
the straw
better.
Sometimes is a hard thing to get
like
into.
Like, if I took a Capri Sun and I poured it over ice in a cup, it would taste like trash. The fact that I'm drinking it out of a pouch, but with that little tiny straw, it's delicious.
But the straw sometimes is issue. Then sometimes the straw breaks. And now...
Well, you're just being too aggressive with the straw.
Becomes difficult. Yeah, I don't mind the little those little things don't look bad, and then I like the ability to put it in some ice.
This has a lot of people shook, I would imagine.
Yeah,
like it's a big mistake, I think.
Big mistake.
Yeah, bring back the quarter drinks.
As long as we're talking about food related things and brands, Shine, did you see the news from McDonald's?
No.
Introducing all around the country the Chicken Mac.
Chicken Mac.
Like a Big Mac with chicken?
Yes. They tried it out, and they tried it out in one store, I think, in the United States, and the response was overwhelmingly positive.
You've piqued my interest.
Yeah.
No.
It's basically the chicken.
No.
What do you mean no?
Because.
You don't like chicken.
No, I do like chicken. What do you mean?
It's fried chicken.
Right.
But there are
places, McDonald's, Burger King, the fast food joints, don't do chicken sandwiches good. Unless it's Chick-fil-A.
They do nuggets great.
It's but chicken. I like fried chicken.
That's different, though. That's a nugget. Have you ever had a McDonald's chicken sandwich?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
No, they're not really good. Now you're just being fraudulent. The only place that does a decent chicken sandwich is Wendy's, who does their like...
Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
No, but that's a chicken store, so I don't really throw that into the category.
Yeah, it's not a burger shop doing a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, they should not do this. No way.
Burger King's chicken sandwich is pretty good, too. Yeah, it is.
Well, then not.
What about this one? Wendy's is rumored to be introducing a Krabby Patty. In honor of SpongeBob.
Stop.
How do you feel about that? I'm up to date on all of these changes. Yeah.
Ravioli, give me the formuoli.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Krabby Patty would be pretty good.
I'm interested.
Krabby Patty, I think it would be good. Do you like crab cakes?
No,
well,
I don't
like seafood.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the fast food joint, I guess, you know, the filet of fish is big at McDonald's.
Santo loves the filet of fish.
Yeah. Does it have the jellyfish jelly on it, Greg?
great question. All right, anything else,
That's
Courtney?
It for the news.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
As Courtney with today's news. This is Jerome from Scituate. Hello, Curtis is going to be upset that he missed you, Jerome. What's up?
Hey, listen, I got I'm one of the directors to the newly crowned nautical boating experts, Coco and Wiggy, I could.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now this is in response to... the competition, so-called competition that we just had with Drake May.
Yeah.
Down here in Scituate, we've got a couple of quotes that were born in Scituate. A rising tide moves all boats, and Wiggy, I think you'll understand this one. Life always smells better at high tide. I don't think it was fair. They said it's a competition. When Drake May came in, he was definitely the better passer. Just about anybody can hand the ball off. But, Wiggy, you know, a quarterback that gets the ball to you is very important. He got him two or three different receivers. He wasn't pinpointing on one receiver. And I love Gerard Mayo, too. But I just don't like what went down. Thank you.
Drum.
Jerome.
You there? Jerome disappeared.
He was listening to himself.
I say Jerome's in the house.
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell. It shouldn't. It shouldn't.
Yeah, it shouldn't smell high tide.
It really should not. But I believe the expression is a rising tide raises all boats.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not wrong. Like, and we talked about this a little bit during They Said It.
Mm-hmm.
Drake May believed, and we were all told, that it was a legit quarterback competition. You think he's pissed off?
Hell yeah, he is. I would be. I would definitely be, because I'm outperforming him in preseason games.
He hears his coach telling us on the radio that he was better of the two options, he was the better of the two options.
All day long. And then you look at what the reports were, because we didn't see practices, but the reports were Drake May was looking better than Jacoby Brissett in practice. You draft me number three overall, and then I see my contemporaries around the NFL, other first-round picks, getting their opportunity to be starters. No one wants to sit the bench.
No.
This is, and this is why I said I'm upset about it. And it's not so much about the Jacoby Brissett starting, which got me ticked off a little bit. It's more about the Mayo, Elliott Wolf, Van Pelt relationship. That
you're pissed because you think Mayo has really virtually no power
when it comes to the offense. Yeah, I think there's a divide in there when it comes to the offense and how they see where what the quarterback should be doing. And
well, then why did they anoint him to be the head coach in waiting if they knew he was going to be have a deficit when it came to understanding an offense?
But it's not about understanding the offense. See, you don't have to be an offensive-minded guy. Like, Bill wasn't an offensive genius.
Right.
But he knew enough about offense to like, okay, all right, why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when it comes to the decision-making of, hey, who should we start at quarterback for the offense? I'm the head coach. I think we should go with this guy. He puts us in a position where he could do a lot of things.
Yeah.
The power should be within the head coach to hire the guys he wants and then have final say on the depth chart.
All right. Well, Alan from Nantucket does not agree with you, Wiggy, I believe, and we will get to Alan coming up. We'll get to
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
David coming up.
Well, that is Drake May handling it like a true professional yesterday, Wiggy.
Upon getting the news that he was chosen number three overall by the New England Patriots and may not have the opportunity to be under snap at all in this upcoming season in the NFL as a rookie quarterback. So unlike virtually every other team, which chose a quarterback high in the first round, the New England Patriots are going in a different direction. And we will get to talk to Gerard Mayo, the guy who stood up there yesterday and said I made this decision on Tuesday on the show. So I can't wait for that.
And people always say, oh, it's good. They're taking their time with him. Hey, listen, you could sell that to me all day long. My concern is that you put a guy on the field, injuries are a part of the game. If you feel that way, that, oh, he might get hurt, why are you so Why do you want to see Jalen Polk play so quick then? Mm-hmm. Why not wait till you got a better offensive line? You got a better quarterback who's more accurate rather than. So don't subscribe to that. I tell you, the biggest thing for me, which has me concerned, is the relationship between your head coach, your GM,
and then the owner overseeing all of that, or not.
And your offensive coordinator.
Yeah, and the offensive coordinator, I think it's more of him basically doing what it is that he feels like Elliott Wolf wants him to do, because his allegiance is to Elliott Wolf.
But that's never good. If you're a head coach and you've got your offensive coordinator and your GM teaming up against you, if that's the case, that's bad news for Gerard.
It's not good. Alan is calling from my favorite place in the world, Nantucket. Hello, Alan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Nothing. Big fan. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'll make it quick. I'm actually passing the take along from my roommate on Nantucket, a Springfield Mass guy, Ben Ryan. You know, the Pats don't have an easy beginning of the season. The first 6 to 8 games, I mean, Drake May could get chewed up and spit out there. You know, I don't see a problem, nor does he sitting him for the first, I don't know, third of the season. You know, hopefully he learns a little bit and comes out better on the other side and just doesn't ruin his career over people being, dare I say, impatient.
All right.
Anyways,
so the strategy then going forward for NFL teams would be draft a quarterback at number 1, 2, or 3 and then wait until your schedule is easy enough to start them going forward. That's what you would recommend?
You know what? I'm just taking a look at the schedule and saying that it's not easy in the beginning. So, you know, learn a little bit. Brissett's got to be able to teach him something. You know, he's been around for a little bit, so I imagine he'll be.
We had Bill O'Brien on this show a couple weeks ago saying that a quarterback doesn't learn anything when he's standing next to
the coach,
a coach throughout a game, and when he's. Watching a guy like Jacoby Brissett. So I don't know. I tend to lean toward somebody like Bill O'Brien on this, but there certainly are differing points of view. I was surprised by how many people yesterday, whether it was social media or on the Subaru of New England text line after that press conference, were okay with Jacoby Brissett and sitting Drake May for this entire season. It just
it baffles
me. It seems like a waste, and it seems like his development, to me, knowing nothing, because I never played in the NFL, only Wiggy did, his development seems to be delayed a year.
It is.
So you're delaying it another year.
Right, and then now all the things that you want to see, like all the mistakes and kind of obstacles that he's going to have to deal with. We're now going to have to wait to year two for him to experience those and see how he handles
those.
Can I
ask a question? And it might be dumb, but
sure, there's no
all
dumb
I've
questions.
All I've heard is like, oh, it's all part of the plan to see, you know, Drake develop. How much are you really developing by watching from the sidelines?
You're not developing.
Exactly. So why am I told that over and over again by everybody? All the national media outlets that want to say that this was the correct decision, all the former players that are saying that this is the correct decision. If you're telling me that this is just going to help Drake in his development, where does that development come from?
It comes from nowhere, because in practice, Jacoby Brissett, if he's your starting quarterback, he's going to get 95% of the reps. They're not going to put Drake May down on scout team to play Joe Burrow and read the cards and do that. That's going to be a Joe Milton thing.
508 text for you, Wiggy.
Sure.
You don't start the third overall pick until you at least have some consistency with the O-line. You're a clown.
Okay.
Tell that to the Washington Commanders, who are starting the number 2 pick behind a offensive line that's equally as bad.
You're a clown, Wiggy.
Tell that to every team who's drafted a quarterback in the top 5 who starts them right away. You want this kid to learn. Unless you have a very, very capable starter, like I don't even know who that
minimum would. Kirk Cousins.
Well, look, I was going to say, look at the Falcons as an example.
Okay.
Are the Falcons doing that? Did they did the right thing?
They actually did the wrong thing in the sense that they drafted Penix.
They shouldn't have drafted him.
Yeah, but
if you're going to develop a guy, that's what you do behind a playoff quarterback.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing when you look at – when you start to look at what the Atlanta Falcons are doing, I don't have an issue with that. You paid Kirk Cousins $180 million. He's a proven NFL starting quarterback, playoff caliber quarterback.
This is Brendan from Weymouth. What's up, Brendan?
Hey, what's going on? I think that the starting quarterback is an organizational decision, and every organization starts from the top down. The Crafts have shown before that they're willing to meddle when it comes to the quarterback position, so I think that they're the ones that are making this decision. You know, yes, Jerod Mayo said that Alex Van Pelt was the head coach of the offense, but ultimately, Alex Van Pelt is just a journeyman coach that's gone from team to team over the years, so I think to assume that he would be the one making this decision would be kind of foolish to me.
So, but from a business point of view, when it comes to interest, why would Robert Kraft want Jacoby Brissett over Drake May?
I think that Robert Kraft looks at Drake May as an asset, and I think that he looked at the way they managed Mac Jones in that second year by putting Matt Patricia, you know, as the coach, and, you know, the whole debacle that was. And I think he says, I want to protect this kid until he's ultimately ready.
All right, Wiggy. You buy that? Maybe?
No, I don't buy it because I'm gonna give and I'll do my best, like, you know, because I don't want it to go on and on and on and on. But since 2000, and I'll go to 2010 because I don't want to go all the way to 2000. First round quarterbacks: Sam Bradford, with when he went to
the Rams,
Tebow. You start to look at these guys that are coming in play. Cam Newton starting as a rookie when he went to the Carolina Panthers. There are so many guys. The list goes on and on and on and on. Last year alone, when we talk about the quarterbacks from last year, Bryce Young started. C.J. Stroud started. Anthony Richardson started. First round pick the year before that. Kenny Pickett. I wasn't sure if they threw him right away as the starting quarterback.
They started with Trubisky.
Okay, so
they went to Pickett.
Trevor Lawrence started. Zach Wilson started. Trey Lance, they tried to start him, but that didn't work out. Justin Fields started. Mac Jones, we've seen, started. If you're drafting in the top 10 or first-round quarterback, the reason why is a lot of the times your team's not very good, and you're looking for a guy that can come in and play right away.
By the way, prior to Twitch and YouTube, I didn't have to explain things that are going on, but there's some concern with Donnie, who's standing very close to Courtney, that he's not an accepted guest here. He is. Some think he's trying to smell you.
Yeah, no.
And I just will point out, Donnie, long story, but you all know, those of you watching on Twitch, those of you listening on the radio, know Donnie White as this person.
Chinese kid.
And Donnie is here because we are blessed by some extraordinary advertising partners on this radio program. Without them, we would not be here. And so in the case of Jesse Coleman and Coleman Electric.
Coleman!
It's electric!
Jesse decided out of the blue to send Donnie here with his food truck with food for everybody at the radio station all morning long.
And if the Twitchers could only smell this studio right now.
It smells good.
It smells so good.
Did you enjoy a lobster roll?
I've had a bite of a lobster roll. I'm on my second chicken tender. Okay. And I've had a few fries.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I went to steak tip sub and a steak and cheese sub.
Ooh, you know. Sub. Yeah, that sounds like Craig.
I went in that direction.
Steak tip's good?
Very,
what
very
is
good.
On the steak tip sub? What is
just
having?
Cheese. Okay. Just cheese. I like mine with cheese on it. Normally I get some peppers and onions, but they're out there. I like that. And then I got the steak bomb, which was the steak and cheese with everything on it.
Very good.
Yeah.
Now, Donnie was listening to the show earlier. He said he's going to try to recreate before the end of the program, if he can do it in the food truck, the award-winning most popular item at the Minnesota State Fair, the deep-fried ranch dressing.
Mm.
So he's... Are they doing it right now? They're doing it right now. You will present that on the show later on.
Garrett's in there right now.
Okay. All right. They're making it right. Can you give us a live Chinese on the microphone, please? If you could.
Early.
Is it a little early?
I don't know.
Chinese! Chinese, kid.
was pretty good.
What is you an electric car? I had to borrow your Jeep.
It's
to
not
go
fully
get
electric. It's
you only got one bar left.
Huh?
You only got one bar
You're
left.
You're not supposed to run it. I never use the electric.
I didn't even know it started. I'm
sitting
here thinking.
I'm a gas guy.
Right. You hit the brakes, you almost go through the windshield. I didn't even know Jeep made that.
The guy comes here with a food truck, and he wants to make battered fried ranch. Doesn't have any batter, so he's like, "Can I borrow your Jeep?"
By the way, do you got a way to charge that thing?
Huh?
You got a way to charge that thing?
No, I don't. I've never charged it once. I don't believe I'm not an electric vehicle.
We literally
person.
Have a charger in the parking lot.
It was the only vehicle that was available. It was the Jeep I wanted, and it was a hybrid.
It's a beautiful Jeep.
Sue me.
But I'll tell you what, Coleman, we do that. If you need a charger, we can go put one at Echelon or wherever you're living over there now. We can put one out in front of Ocean Prime for you too when you're there three nights a week.
Give me a climate change.
Climate change, kid. I'm all about climate change. I don't like
What is the coughing thing? Are you okay? You cough at the end. I know, but you cough at the end of the Chinese thing.
I know. I'm getting old. I feel like I'm smoking road flares. I haven't smoked in 20 years, guys.
Hey, he's ripping butts all day long.
Are you still smoking?
No, I quit.
Oh, you quit. Okay.
Good.
My wife told me. She said one day, and that was it. My wife's a teacher, and she's like, how do I even marry you?
You look 10 years younger.
That's a Mounjaro. It's not working out. I'm on that miracle drug.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
And you like it. Me and Wiggy have been big proponents of it. Everybody else criticizes it. And we say, no, it's changing people's lives.
Let me tell you something. I was 240 pounds and I was drinking three olives. I drank 30 bottles of cake in 1 month with pineapple juice back in September. I became a diabetic. And then, you know, back in the day. And then I got in this Mounjaro stuff. And now I'm like, look at me.
You look good.
You look great.
And I'm off five pills. I was on metformin.
Let's be honest. You look okay.
I know. I look good.
You don't really look like, you're not a skinny mini.
I got a little of a boiler.
How many shots do you take?
One a week.
One a week?
12 and a half. I started at 2.5. Stuff's great. I was on five pills. I was on metformin, lisinopril, a statin.
I'm on
other ones. Now I'm just on this shot.
There you
I'm
go.
On metformin. Did it make
metformin?
Yeah, for PCOS. Did it make your stomach hurt?
Well, when you first start taking you got to start at like 2.5.
Right, yeah.
Work your way up. I'm up at 12 and a half.
Oh, wow.
You look good. You look good.
Yeah, you look great. And you brought up like alcohol. They say that it curbs your alcohol consumption because you don't really want the alcohol.
Oh, when you drink it, though, I can't. My wife goes nuts because it makes you weird.
Oh,
You get loose off the
not
juice.
Not that I'm weird enough already.
It sounds like everybody should just take the shot, really.
I'm telling you, it's great. Yeah. You got to have a 27.1
BMI
to get it.
Yeah.
And then I have a doctor. I call her Dr. Hottie. She's Burlington Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah.
You have to wear adult diapers to bed because you might poop yourself.
No. Yeah. Only the first couple of days.
Oh, they say that it binds you up. Like you have to take a fiber supplement.
Yeah. I'm not regular.
What are we doing? As Curtis would say, go to the gym, eat less.
So Garrett on the truck, and he works out every day. And I go to the gym like every day, but I'm like one
You
of
don't
those.
Do anything there.
I do a little.
You do more
of a mall walker kind of guy.
You do the soccer mom workout.
Yeah, I love a good mall walk.
That's what Chime does.
He walks the mall?
Yeah.
Which one are you walking?
Pheasant Lane.
Pheasant Lane. I live right over there. They're putting a casino in there.
Are they?
Two-floor casino. Wow. Where the old Sears was.
Can walk around the casino
my dad.
Oh, yeah,
just
I'm in.
Last thing. It pains me to compliment you in any way. However, the Coleman Electric commercials, they are some of, you do an unbelievable job.
Thank you.
They are some of the best commercials I've ever heard on the radio.
Good stuff.
So. I can't take the credit for writing it. Yeah. Coleman!
It's electric!
K-U-H-L-M-A-N.
Imagine that. Can you imagine the crowd that's going to be at a casino in a mall?
I know, but now the other one, though, if you go to Nashua, Sheraton, that's going to be the old Boston Billiards was bought by the Boston Bruins. So... Really?
They're going to own that casino, Jacobs?
The Jacobs already own Gate City.
Wow.
They changed it, and now they're moving it over to the Sheraton, I heard.
Maybe we can move the Celtics up there.
Perfect spot.
We got Donnie, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to Jesse Coleman, and we will be right back. Oh, all right. Not going to be sad about it. We'll get another summer. Courtney loves fall. All the fall things. So, whatever.
I sent Shime the Ivanka Trump fall.
God. We'll get another month of summer. Like September, the temperature's fine. It's just
October's not too bad.
It's the best month. October's the best. Isn't it so nice when the sun's shining? Yeah. It's a gorgeous day, all, and then you got to put on a little sweater at night.
Would you stop? You might be the only person that thinks October is the best month.
October is the best month, and the leaves are turning.
It's the basics. It's basic. It's about the clothes. It's about the pumpkin spice lattes.
No one wants to see you. No one wants to see you in your mother's nightgown with a sweater over it, taking pictures in front of a pumpkin. Yeah. I want to enjoy.
Speak for yourself.
Give me July. I bet you if you did a poll, it would be the better months would be somewhere between spring and summer.
People who don't like to put effort into their clothing love spring and summer.
Wow.
Fall is
right here.
Fall is for the people who like to bring their outfits.
No, I love it. I just throw on flip-flops, pair of shorts, shirt, boom, I'm done in the morning, off to work.
Fall is just, like I said,
in the ass, winter.
Fall is every person takes a picture. They look like my Italian grandmother or every Italian grandmother I knew, a nightgown and a sweater over it. Mm-hmm. And listen, I love July, June, August.
I do too, but you can also love those and then love the fall.
Yeah, but you said October's the best month.
It's my favorite month.
This is Nate. Nate, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Nothing much. So, real quick, I understand the argument, Greg, you, Wiggy, Shine, about this guy should start.
Yep.
Listen, Elliot Wolf is here. So go ahead and let him sit because of longevity. You guys sit here and go, and they've already came out and said, how many guys were bust in the first round? Have you guys thought about and looked at it and said, how many guys that were bust that actually sat? So that being said, Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers, they don't want to have to do this circus.
If they were sitting behind Pro Bowlers, Drake May was sitting behind a Pro Bowl quarterback, I'd agree with you. I agree with you all day long.
I'm with you there, Wiggy. But the thing is if you take the short hit in PR rather than having this kid for 10-plus years, I get what you're saying. I want to see it too. But they don't want to do this circus every 3-4 years. Look what they did with Mac Jones. Now you're back in the pool again with Drake May. They don't want to keep doing this every 3-4 years.
Yeah.
So they'd rather take the PR hit now, okay, to have this kid for 10-15 years. He's not Tom Brady. He's not, you know. But they have to go ahead and spoon feed this kid, let him hold a clipboard, let him learn a little bit. Yeah, he might have all the tools and ready to go, but look at all these guys that have been spooked, the Zach Wilsons, the Sanchez's,
Sam
these
Darnold.
Guys, they don't want that.
Sanchez started right away and was in the AFC Championship game. Like, what?
Show me quarterbacks, Nate. I would say this. Show me quarterbacks who sat behind journeyman backups at best that was successful in the NFL.
You can't.
I can't believe how many people on the Subaru of New England text line agree that October is the best month of the year.
Yep.
Yeah, they've
here.
I don't know. That's
I mean, we live in New England. One of the best places in the fall.
We live in New England. Yes, I know.
New England is fall.
No, New England is summer.
Yeah.
New England is clam bakes. New England is beaches.
Yeah.
In movies, New England in the fall, it's the best thing to look at.
Movies.
Speaking of movies based in New England,
Watched
one that came out in 1991 last night.
Uh-huh.
I didn't finish it yet, so no spoilers, please. But Sleeping with the Enemy.
Excellent film.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent film. Julia Roberts kills the guy at the end.
Nope.
Oh, sorry.
Nope. Came out in 1991.
You should not have mentioned it, Gordon. You do that to yourself.
Are you kidding?
Sorry.
Why do you start a movie and not
so
finish
excited.
It?
I was so excited to watch when I got home.
Do you start it and not finish it?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
God.
Explain that to me.
Now you don't have to watch
You're
it.
In.
You what? Said you didn't say no spoiler alerts.
I literally said,
no, said
I haven't finished
enough.
It yet.
But why haven't you finished it?
Because I fell asleep.
Don't start a movie if you can't finish it.
Well, I thought it was just going to kind of be background noise, and then it drew me in.
Just don't tempt me.
You shouldn't
me
have
like
brought
that.
It up if you hadn't finished
it. You cannot tempt me like that. Good movie, though.
Yeah.
Excellent movie.
Gosh.
Julia Roberts, she doesn't really act anymore, does she?
When's the last thing?
I'm
oh, no,
sure.
She was just in a movie that was like a Netflix movie.
She was?
Yeah.
I feel like they're all going to Netflix now. What's the other big actress that does Nicole Kidman? I feel like they all, not Netflix, but they all make their way to like these, series type yeah. shows.
What's that series that's coming out with Nicole Kidman on Netflix that they keep promoting?
Oh, The Perfect Couple next week. I'm counting down the days.
You are?
It's yeah. based on Nantucket.
It's a murder thing, right?
Yes, it's like a whodunit.
It's based about the fall?
Nope, it's in the summer, and someone dies, and it's like, you know, what happened here. Yeah. The last big movie, Leave the World Behind, the Netflix movie, 2023, Julia Roberts.
Her All brother's right. always in movies, Eric Roberts.
Well, Jones and Keith coming up at 10.
Right.
We're taking Monday off, but we'll be back on Tuesday with Gerard Mayo right. on this show, which should be very interesting. So
I mean, he's not
all of us are off on Monday, but it's okay.
Are you working, Sean?
I am. I'll be hosting this program from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. alongside Nick Fitzy Stevens.
All right. Wow.
Well, kind of a flex, but why 7?
I don't know. That's what Ken said. Not my choice.
You sure Ken said that?
Yeah, I'm positive. I didn't say it.
There are people who have to work on Labor Day. I would suggest that you start the show at 6 like the rest of us do.
Originally, Ken had asked me, can you do 6 to 10? I said, I'd be happy to. Oh. And he said, actually, we're doing 7 to 10. And I said, okay, that's fine.
Oh, excellent.
So, you know, so I just do what the boss asks.
You doing just you or?
Me and Fitzy.
Oh, you and Fitzy. Excellent.
Yeah, okay. Which, you know, we did really well for this program on the 4th of July, trying to keep that
excellent.
Up.
Oh.
Is it remote Fitzy or is he in the building?
No, he's generally remote.
Good ratings, Chime?
Yeah, well, 4th of July, me and Fitzy just put up a 10.8. No
good
job.
Oh. Good job.
Holy cow.
Wow.
That's really good.
You may be the man on the come up as opposed to Jackson.
Hey, man, I'm just, you know, I'm, boss man asked me to help out. I help out. That's all I do.
Live reps.
You're a soldier.
You can't replace the live reps.
You really can't, Greg. They're the most important thing. I'm
it
telling
really
you.
Is.
The more you get, the more comfortable you feel.
We will be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.